Mary, where are you? There she is. Mary, would you pause for just a moment? Don't get too far away from Jess. Mary and Jess Bennett come to us from, does anybody know where? Idaho. They are here to be the SOS workers at Hawaiian Mission Elementary and Intermediate School. They've been here before. They were here my first year here. That was 6 years ago. They are back looking as healthy and happy as before. I don't know how they do it. It's a wonderful thing. Jess, would you stand up so that they can see you? Mary is going to be here in just a moment. I do need to introduce you to Margaret, my wife. Margaret, she doesn't want to stand, but you at least need to know that we're together. She'll be the quiet one at the table at Potluck. I'll be the one talking to people, wandering around. She waits for me. Mary, come and bless us with the children's story. Children, would you come forward?
Boys and girls, I know there's a lot of you here today. Oh, isn't this neat?
I think you're all going to come to Asia behind the chair.
Yes, you must come and hear more stories. Now, I love to tell stories to boys and girls. And this is a story about a little girl. Her name is Betty. And Betty had a big yard and a big fence around her house. And she got down real low one morning, and she peeked between the fence. Oh, what was Mr. George doing in his yard? Oh, look at all those beautiful roses. I've got to find out from him how he grows them. She loved flowers. Do you like flowers? I do too. And so she kind of tiptoed down the fence. She went out her yard and she went to Mr. George's gate. And she peeked through again. And Mr. George kind of saw her out of the corner of his eye. And he just went ahead pulling weeds and clipping his rose bushes. Pretty soon he looked up and he said, "Betty, come in." And she kind of startled her and she stood back a minute. He says, "No, no, come in. It's all right. Come in." So she pushed open the gate and it kind of went, you know how gates squeak when they get old. And he says, "Come, come." And so Betty went over to Mr. George and he said, "Betty, how are you today?" She says, "I'm fine, Mr. George. But I got a question to ask you." Mr. George said, "What's the question?" Betty said, "How come you got such pretty roses? And once in a while I look in your yard and there's no roses on the bushes at all. And then another 2 or 3 weeks, they're all back again." Oh, he got a big smile on his face and he said, "I'll tell you a secret, Betty. When you share what you have with somebody else, then Jesus gives you more in return. Would you like a rose?" "Oh, could I have a rose, please?" And so Mr. George went over with his clippers and he clipped her a little red rosebud. And oh, it smells so good. "Please, Mr. George," she says, "please tell me more about your roses." Mr. George said, "When they grow up and they're nice, pretty buds, I cut them off and I give them to my neighbors. I give them to somebody that is sick and even somebody that's well. And it just makes them happy. Now, I have a question to ask you, boys and girls. Who shared the most wonderful gift with you?" "Yes. God, that's right. Jesus and God shared the gift of Jesus so you could have eternal life and go home with Him. So remember, Jesus shared His life for you. You must share your life for Him." You can go back to your seats now.